Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan, without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America is strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk away?
I see a message from the government. Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, gives a fuck to die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another Bush season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole a vote, stay control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon getting shittier in every city.
Who's the one with the most to gain? On 9/11, motherfuckers couldn't stand his name. Now even niggas waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemy. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt. And take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed, but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us, but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Fuck Giuliani, ask Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler jail to the thief. Follow fuck, waving flag, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying, never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ass-crossed, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major. My records always come the same. Keep it real, ain't no fillers, motherfucker blinging. Mine eyes seen the gory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word, I'm saying fuck peace. See, you could witness the Illuminati body count. Don't be surprised, these is devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lies mean shit to killers? Nigga, I swear to God, we the ones, ain't no villains. Or any other word they think to demonize a country. Ain't no terror threat unless approval rating slumping. So I'ma say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took apart, I had to hand in. Just a way to keep you scary so you think you need them. Praising Bush while that killer take away your freedom. How many of us got discovered but ignore the symptoms? Niggas talking loud but ain't nobody saying shit. And with the 4th Amendment gone, eyes are on the first. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle Group and Harris bank accounts. I see them plead the 5th each and every session now. And while Reichstag burns, see the public buy it. I see the profiling, see the media's compliance. War is good for business, see the vicious make a savior. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you
the line to fight for change.
No weapons of mass destruction were found.
Are you kidding me? Do you buy that? There were, there were, there were.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white.
Come on, let us shoot. Blair, quack.
Hey, I need to get the brass to drop ramps. I got a wounded girl. We need to take the rest of mine.
Oh, it's their fault for bringing their kids to a battle.
That's right.
The main reason we went into Iraq at the time was we thought he had weapons of mass destruction. It turns out he didn't, but he had the capacity to make weapons of mass destruction. But I also talked about the human suffering in Iraq.
Hello, boys and girls. I have a special message for you from the President of the United States. I salute the boys and girls who are buying United States savings stamps and bonds, and they're giving important support to the cause of freedom and the men who fight for us in Vietnam.
Congress gave us this authority in August 1964 to do whatever may be necessary. That's pretty far-reaching. That's the sky's the limit.
As an American citizen, you have to respect our president, whether I like it or not. It's really not my decision, but I do respect my president, and I will support whatever decision he makes.
Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang.
It is a hard fact that U.S. strikes have resulted in civilian casualties.
Don't know why, and till this day sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye, he didn't take the time to lie.
The United States knows that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
One of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply. That reply is being given.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation.
Alrighty, there we go. It's always disinformation, so we'll just go ahead and Rockwell here. Play a little bit of him, piss him off here tonight, huh?
After this speech tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you know what's going to happen to you as happened to me once? From now on, whenever they haul out one of these little communist spies, you will notice the length of the nose. You'll never forget it. When they tell you that the names of the new English spies are the Krogers, you'll notice that it says in the paper in parentheses, Cohen. You'll notice that when it says up in Canada they catch Harry Rose and Sam Carr as the leaders of communism in Canada, it turns out Rose's name is Rosenberg and Carr's real name is Cohen. Just like Litvinov and Trotsky, they changed their names. But you'll notice it from now on, you can't help it. And ladies and gentlemen, once you notice the truth, you never can forget it. It's possible to convert from a lie to the truth, but I never heard of anybody, once having found the truth, going back to a lie. You'll never do it. No matter what you think of me tonight, no matter what you think of this speech, from now on you'll start noticing every time you see a communist group, you will begin to notice what the leaders look like and who they are. You folks always been told, and didn't you believe, as I did until I was over 30 years old, I thought Jews were just a religious group. If you are a Jew, you believe in Judaism. If you abandon Judaism and deny it and become an atheist, a fanatical atheist, and attack religion, you certainly couldn't be a Jew. Jews are just a religious group, could you? This is what the Jews told me. They said there can be no such thing as a communist Jew because Jews are a religious group, and if you become a communist, you belong to Jews. That's what the ADL says, and I believe them. So the Jews put out a book called Who's Who in American Jewry, and who do they owe it to? Is this picture right here But Leon Trotsky, and we find out his name is Bronstein. He was a Jewish tailor from the Lower East Side of New York before he went over there to Russia to run the revolution. There's one of them. Remember the other guy we said, Litvinov? Imagine how shocked I was to discover Litvinov. That sounds like a good old Russian name, doesn't it? Well, it turns out that he's one of the tribe. His name is Finkelstein. Here he is. Put out now. Listen, this isn't stuff from me. This is stuff from the Jews, published by the Jews as a directory of great Jews, American Jews, and they list the 20 years of Russia as American Jews. Doesn't that surprise you? It did me. Now, the next one, ladies and gentlemen, here's another one. You may say, well, that was quite a while back, but that thing was published in 1939. Here's one that just came out 2 years ago. It cost me $35 to get it, but boy, was it worth it. It's called Who's Who in World Jewry. Now, this is the real authoritative list of the real top Hebrews. Let me give you the list, ladies and gentlemen, of the Jewish organizations. I can't read them all. I'll pick a few out. There's about 100 organizations listed here as the sponsors of this authoritative list that says of the great and biographic dictionary of outstanding and noble Jews of the world. Let me give you some of the people: the American Jewish Congress, the American Jewish Committee, the American Jewish Historical Society, Anti-Defamation League, B'nai B'rith, the Hillel Foundation. I bet you got one right here. Ask them. Canadian Jewish Congress, Central Conference of American Rabbis, Jewish Theological Seminary, and there's about 100 of them here. They say this is an authoritative book, a list of Jews. On page 29, ladies and gentlemen, what do we find in the authoritative list of Jews? Herbert Aptheker, the chief theoretician of the Communist Party. His daughter Bettina runs the riots on the hour and a half hour out there at Berkeley. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is the proof from their own pages, from the Jews themselves, that they consider a communist, atheist Jew as one of the tribe, as one of the boys, even though he's attacking religion. I didn't put him in there. Can you imagine a book called A Directory of Great Christians listing George Lincoln Rockwell as one of us, or Adolf Hitler? Not yet, not for a while. You will see the day that will be it, but right now everybody's too scared. People are scared of these Jews, so they don't do it. But the day is going to come when we'll list our good boys in there, too. Now, before I go on from the subject of communism and Jews, I want to show you another document here. This one is a document obtained from the U.S. archivist, Wayne C. Grover, signed, sealed by the United States. To prevent this up would be forgery of your prison offense. Here is an intelligence report by your G2, by your intelligence people, right after the Russian Revolution, to the American government and to the War Department and the President as to the nature of the Russian Revolution. Remember, this is one of the documents you could get from me and study for yourself and see whether I'm misquoting it or whether it's misrepresenting. I would like to read one section here where it says the composition of the first Russian government, the commissars, and the first Soviet. Here is what the intelligence report shows it was made up of. This is the government of Russia right after the revolution. Made up of 2 Negroes, 13 Russians, 15 Chinamen, 22 Armenians, and more than 300 Jews. Does that sound like a Russian government to you? Now, in case that isn't clear enough for you, this guy who was at the time, this has been declassified, but when he wrote this, this was a classified document. So the guy let himself go a little bit. Listen to what he says. He says, it is probably unwise to say this loudly in the United States, but the Bolshevik movement is and has been since its beginning guided and controlled by Russian Jews of the greasiest type. Now, could you possibly have any doubt what the guy is saying, what he means, that this is the Russian Revolution wasn't Russian, it was Jewish? But to tell you that, ladies and gentlemen, I got to face violence and force and all sorts of insults and derogation in order to tell you, even if it's wrong, don't you think the right way to deal with this thing is in the form of a formal debate? Don't you think there ought to be a confrontation? If I'm wrong, don't you think the Anti-Defamation League or the Hillel Foundation should supply an expert so that he and I could stand before you and we both present our sides and you judge? They won't do it. They never have done it. They keep saying we won't degrade ourselves with arguments. Well, I don't wonder when I've got documents like their own Who's Who in World Jewry What are they going to say? That's why they tell you they wouldn't degrade themselves to come up here. They won't use the old-fashioned American method of confrontation. I accuse them, and they keep calling me names. They won't discuss the facts. All they keep doing is trying to punch me in the nose, calling me an MF-er like out front here.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
All right, everybody, a little bit of this here. I'll try to make some phone calls tonight with Steve, but don't forget now, anybody who's listening, tomorrow night, very special show, militia on, so we're going to be talking state militia. Big, so some special guests on tomorrow night, going to be a good conversation. So we're going to bring some good patriots on to the show tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's listen to a little bit of Mark Kanorski here.
So all it is. Thursday, it's the other key day of God. Everybody's at work. It is the 7th, and which means the first full week of March is gone. We're finished with that one. And, well, it's the 16th year of open, obvious, and in-your-face Fabian socialist and Soviet socialist occupation of America with a K, 2024, old Earth calendar, 2024 battle for the Republic, the Dance of Swords. And for everybody out there, first of all, guys, can you shout out, where are we? Eagle Pass. That's almost like saying Fort Hood or Fort Lost in the Woods, Misery. Or. So, again, you guys are from a variety of different locations, aren't you? As you mentioned earlier, I appreciate that. In fact, I'll tell you what, can you shout out where you're from? Just town. What town? Yeah. Where do you live at? San Antonio. And where are you from? Dallas, Texas. And? All right. Mineral Wells. And, of course, we're from way up there towards the other end of the state. And for everybody out there, we're down here on the border with all the people who are protecting the country right now. And, well, wish we could do more. Anything you guys need? Magazines, ammunition, better food? You know, that's something you don't have to say if you can't, but are you issued a regular combat, I mean, magazines and ammunition, or is that something nobody asked you about? Your full load. Okay. In other words, you properly protect yourself in the event there is a need to defend yourself and the country. How about good food? Or we could always use more. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, that. Edible food. Well, anything exciting going on? Yeah, I understand they're going to be doing some construction down this way, but it's not at this location, right? The new. Exactly. Okay, well, just wanted to, what we're going to do is touching base with you. We got a few other spots we're going to be checking out here today. So it's going to be it's been a long drive. We got to see, what was it, Dead Man's Pass. You ever been there? We didn't plan on that. But you stop at an historical road sign and it says Dead Man's Pass. and you're out in the middle of nowhere and there's buzzards flying. What do you think about that one? Oh, wait a minute. This probably isn't the place necessarily to be today. Better a day like the night, though, right? Because you never know what you're running into. But you guys keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate it, guys. Again, if there's anything you can think of, there's a lot of people way up north that would like to help you out. So don't hesitate to get out on the communications technology and give everybody a hail. Because there's a lot of people thinking about you, okay? A lot of us, and a lot of us through prior service, we know what it's like. So, although I like the uniform. See, there you go. It used to be just a green weenie uniform, right? Green works. God bless. You guys be good. All right, guys. And again, we're on the border. And we're going to keep traveling because we got a few other locations that we're going to touch base with. For everybody out there, you are listening to Liberty Tree Radio, .4mg.com. We're on the border and proceeding. Hopefully everybody got that. We don't want to stay in the way of these guys. They've got a lot of coming and goings taking place right now. And if you get a chance, tell you what, go right back out. Get a chance. Again, the area around the border here, which they're not doing a whole lot of imagery of, is just torn to hell. I'm talking about the residential areas. Uh-oh. Hold on here. Let's make sure. Everybody, am I still coming in relatively clear? Uh-oh. I might be dead to the world for all that.
You're coming in 555, Mark, but the guard members on the border there were a little weak, but I tried to pull them up as best I could.
Yeah, I didn't want to put it. Go ahead.
Affirmative.
Very good. Again, the area right along the border is like, the residential area is like, looks like Ukraine. They're not showing you a whole lot of what it is that can be seen here. Now there's a business area right literally off of the entrance for the facility, the park, Sheldon Park. And it's actually a nice business area, but the residential, especially those buildings closest to the border. When I say wreckage, I'm talking roofs blown out. It looks like the areas of Detroit that I worked in. I will say Detroit looked better in most ways. So both east and west of the, well, I should say can't go too far to the east because the main bridge is right there. Literally what they've been saying, the crossover bridge is right there. So when they claim, these poor people just trying to get across, but no, they're not. They're not just poor people trying to get, they know exactly why they were slipping over the border where they were. The area itself, like I said, it's a nice area as far as the operations go. It's a Red Wing shoe place. Of course, it's already closed down, and the steel shutters are in place so that nobody takes all those very fine work boots. And there's a lot of other construction going on. So Eagle Pass itself, as far as the residential, business area, is relatively functional, looks to me. In fact, right off the park, the storefronts are actually traditional older-style storefronts are open. A bunch of construction or destruction, like I said, going on east or west, though. When you go just one block to the west, which is what we had just passed through, and the reason we started up just a little bit late is because it was all torn to hell. Probably it's a place where they tell you, don't go there, but we kind of did our old, when we used to work in Detroit, you go everywhere. But of course, that's not a good idea anymore. It wasn't a good idea then. So, otherwise, also, just real quick, the garrison response there, as far as everybody is stationed at the different gates that have been established, there doesn't appear to be any Fed presence that wants to get in anybody's face. They really can't get in to do anything. Station or a secure point has 5 to 10 people available that can pretty well step up to the gate as needed. They've got standoff units, and then they've got, of course, the 3 or 5-man teams at the gates themselves. The border area, you can actually, here's the interesting thing. Without doing any kind of drone work, the area that we just passed through, the wreckage area, affords a look-down view on the entire complex. So you could actually, which, we didn't do, but because we didn't really want to stop for any reason, not right there. But for the most part, the area is as expected. They've doubled up on the security right on the water. Looks like the, I think they got better razor wire than you'd see with the Korean DMZ many times over. Cans and boxes, nothing fancy there. It's obvious, the usual cargo transport, et cetera. Hold on here a second. I got to say something. I don't want to show up the point of a... Otherwise, not a whole lot happening in terms of anybody protesting we could see. They were obviously cautious because we literally drove right up to the gate. Actually, what it is, we stopped and said, hey, can we pull up to the gate? You know, we didn't want to get in the way. There's traffic constantly coming and going, transports and vehicles. They're building a lot of other equipment and putting it together. So it's a pretty decent situation in terms of looks like they're quartering, didn't need for anything. I asked, of course, if they're smart, they're told, you know, answer yes to everything. Again, are you armed and, you know, do you have mags, ammunition, are you combat loaded? And they say, yep, we have everything we need. So that was their comment. I don't know if you could hear it that well or, of course, we were kind of joking with them about duty stations. At least, oh, Squirrel just has to run out in front of a vehicle when the whole road is clear. It has to be the squish mindset of Squirrel. Anyway, interestingly enough, we passed through a lot of other unique areas today, which I thought was kind of fascinating, and saw a few things that I've been hoping to see on the border for, you know, quite some time. Now, north and south, there isn't that many. There aren't that many locations by what we can see, and there is a heavy reinforced vertical 1.5 to 2-story steel fence that is made out of bars that look to be about 3/4 or 1 inch thick. And those run pretty well along the entire area, left and right of the location that has been secured by the Texas Guard. So, anyway, firsthand, a lot of other people are out and about. But as far as the ambition on the part of whoever was trying to come over the border, there didn't appear to be anybody on site here in the area that we could observe. Nobody is making any mass landings like we've seen in the past. And again, I am fascinated that the control press didn't do a very good job. Of course, they wouldn't. They don't want to show you some of the conditions around the border, which are pretty rough, to say the least. In fact, we just passed a beautiful mansion on the way in, a really nice building, and it has a grandiose view of the entire area. It's probably it looks down on the Rio Grande, and you can observe the entire area of the river from that one location. And but other than that, again, hopefully gave you an idea. I know it was hard to hear. I didn't have a microphone. I didn't want to throw a microphone in anybody's face, but I also couldn't do that with the technology we're using to link up. So, again, this is the Intel report. We are down in, that's right, we're down on the border right now, Senor, Senorita, and everything is going quite well. Interestingly enough, it was quite a mix. The other thing that, as you may or may not have heard, it was they are saying that they have pulled guard personnel from many different locations to form the unit that they have there, you know, to construct the garrison. So it's basically the equivalent to a ready reserve type garrison location. You have mixed command structure in terms of personnel. And just a quick look also at rank is, you know, the usual smattering of personnel. You know, you've got a senior NCO, looks like, in charge of each of the entrance points, which is a good idea. Somebody with a little more time always to make decisions. And then everybody else look to be a mix, both in terms of race and experience and time. Pay attention. Remember, I've told you before, you can read the uniforms. And the mix of personnel with regard to additional training or additional military training. Pay attention to the badges, to whatever it is that's stitched on the uniform is there for a reason. You don't do it for the fun of it. So any questions? 82 degrees on the border right now, by the way. And wind out of the southwest. and it's been steady all day. Not extreme, just a good, stiff wind all day. So any questions before we go any farther?
Mark.
Go ahead.
Who are you traveling with? Weren't you up here in Michigan 12 hours ago?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, all right.
No, we weren't. That's the whole point. Remember, I've told everybody before, you know, remember, guys, we've done this program from telephone poles and virtually every kind of technology with every kind of technology. I have what is a go bag that can allow me to hook up to any kind of electronics that might exist in this country. And so what we can do is, as needed, improvise, adapt, and overcome. So, again, the area itself is, obviously, it's a commerce center to begin with. Everybody should know that. There's a lot of business traffic. You've got one of the larger reservoirs in the state just down the road to the west of this location by, what, about an hour's drive? About 1 hour's drive. Really, one thing I noticed here is the chicken population, which is quite, in fact, Colonel Sanders will probably be making some major business deals here. But free-range chickens en masse, goat population, you know, it's usually what you see for a combination oil and agriculture, but there's other manufacturing and other businesses and operations here, too. Hold on a second. We're going to switch to making a little background noise. That would have been good. As it is, again, anybody else, please speak up.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got. In fact, there goes another Humvee right now in front of us.
Okay. All right.
Hold on a second. Go ahead, Tex-Mex. We got you.
Okay. Yeah, you're in probably from McAllen to where you're at to further west. You're in one of some of the forests. Areas in the U.S. I mean, the population there is income is pretty low on the border right there, and we have an old saying here that the more dangerous the neighborhood, the better the tacos.
See, I agree, senor. That's what I was looking for, by the way. And Nancy's taking some pictures right now, too, here to make sure we've got all the, you know, we're documenting a few things. Well, the thing is, again, like you said, there was one little dot on the map here, and I haven't seen a place that rough since I was down in Arizona. There's a few spots, but it looks like almost everything is shut down, closed down. And it's the usual little, like you said, cantinas, small restaurants, there we go. Yep, good choice. Go up there. Anyway, but the thing is, I would say that 98%, just like we've seen with a lot of the other Texas towns, and you go through parts of Iowa, the little town with all the little storefronts, you know, everything is pretty much almost empty or knocked out. And in this case, you know, the old grapes of wrath situation where a lot of stuff's been torn up and people weren't too careful because they didn't really care what they did to the you know, environment, as far as, you know, the properties. Oh, somebody's trying to fly a kite right in front of us. That's good. That's cool. It looks like a good kite. It'll work. It's heading towards the car. This is not good. Okay, just pull it right here. Might as well. Somebody's having fun in a parking lot here. So anyway, here, now we can cool the things off with 82 degrees. It would be a good idea to roll the window down again. But that's one of the things I noticed is it's an up-down area. This like where we are right now before going towards the border, I mean right towards the border as in where we just moved away from. I didn't want to make poor guys nervous or girls. But anyway, this area right here is typical for what you see middle class. But a couple of the areas that we passed through there hit pretty hard, and probably the corona beer virus window knocked them out the rest of the week, because it looks like it's got that Star Wars beat up, lived in / shut down, you know, situation. But overall, a busy place. And it's interesting because they do totally misrepresent everything you've seen mostly on the map. When they say that literally, well, if you want to cross the border, you just go right down the road here to the bridge. We're not talking down the road. We're talking literally on the edge of that park is where that bridge is. And if you go right over to the port of entry, I mean, the only good thing about this, I would say in reverse order, is if they want, if they are packing people up, all they got to do is stuff them into whatever transport, go about a block into town, turn east, and then you're right there where the port of entry is for the U.S. So what pisses me off about this is they may say, like, well, you know, like you hear the propaganda BSers from the other side. Oh, these porn illegals, they just have to jump over here this way. Because... No, they don't. Not if they want
to
come to the country, isn't it?
Go ahead. That's been the conversation we've been having, because if you know the terrain, we're this is the area where the Border Patrol, if they're sitting on the border, you know, at the port of entry, they can see them crossing over there. They're not even bothering to go out of sight, you know?
Oh, no.
And it's one of the most
they're...
dangerous crossings. They got people that have drowned there. Somewhere in that area, they've got the no man's land islands. The cartel, like, keeps taking over, and they keep rushing them off, you know, between our Border Patrol and the Mexicans.
And it's interesting that as far as right there in the area now where the Guard and the, you know, the Texas military has taken over that area, there's no other – well, what I can see is that there's no Border Patrol presence otherwise. If they're beyond – in fact, from the high point looking to the west, there is nothing there. I mean, it's really bad terrain. I mean, this is the other interesting thing. Is really that park, I can see why the feds were wanting to manipulate that and use it as a quick point of control and entry, because you've got a complete structure there for loading everybody up on the buses. You can cap them right into the middle of the U.S., right out the front gate of that place. They are on the road and gone. So instead, the kibosh has been put to that, and everything else is much more difficult terrain, a much more material area to, you know, you have to have a lot more support to, you know, to get into it for both sides. So the Border Patrol, you know, instead of having to work a lot, they were able to sit there and become the Walmart door greeters that just shoveled everybody right into the U.S. And otherwise, the other area I'm looking at right now, it's like typical we see, which is this medium brush, low brush, gramble, like I've said, that guys, if you ever go cross country through this garbage, it's snag, tag, and stumble. And at night, it's, you know, other than, you know, designated cut areas where they might have created paths or whatever, the area otherwise, as we get into more of the green, it's like Michigan. You got swampland right next to the water. You got marish. You've got scrub that's everything from no taller than a person and shorter to mid-height growth, but nothing big down here. You know, there's not a whole lot in Texas that grows real tall. And in this case, when you get a brush lot, the brush lot becomes an anti-personnel barrier real quick. So that's one of the disadvantages for people who don't want to work for a living, because otherwise they have to get into that area and control it. Of course, the other problem is getting through it from the other side, you have to make paths and access ways, which means you then have control points you can choke off. So a lot of what they've tried to represent here doesn't make any – again, with regard to the general view, is pretty well misrepresented across the board. And it should be.
You're down on the border, but you're not the only one today. Governor Abbott's also down on the border, but he's in El Paso, which is the other place we talked about. So that's the spot where they've got shots being fired across the border by the cartel. They've got all kinds of problems there, and it's a Democrat-run city, you know, so it's a lot harder to get anything done in that area, in the New Mexico, Texas, Mexico border area.
By the way, guys, while we were sitting, you know, talking to you, a kid's working on a 5.0 Mustang that is to die for. I'm telling you, it's in a green. It's not in the safety green. It's in a middle green. It's a 2009, 2010, still looks like a muscle car Mustang, and he's making it look sweet, so good work. Just a sidebar. I'm sorry, I got a thing with Mustangs. Throw me a Charger or a Challenger, I'll take that too, but this is a really nice-looking Mustang. I don't walk away with a keys left in it. I might be gone, and I'll take it. But anyway, the other thing here, too, now, again, we were going to joke about that. Yeah, we're down in the border with the governor down in Texas. But no, we're not. We're actually, again, farther south in some ways. I guess it's about equal. The other thing here, too, again, is now Border Patrol otherwise, oh, there is a phenomenal presence along 10. And, I mean, to the point where if you haven't seen this part of 10, the way it's cut now, they've actually excavated off of the control points for the highway. Remember, 10 is an interstate. On the south side, they actually have secondary dirt, gravel-covered driveways that run the whole length into town, actually, just about, not quite, but almost into town proper. Again, the terrain changes, so where 10 cuts off or veers off in one direction, I'm sure they continue with that type of activity. There were a couple of electronics, or what appeared to be either a electronic communications mobile command posts that were trailer mounted, and there was a gaggle of Border Patrol that were hanging around that. In addition, lots and lots of the white, you know, with the green panel side Border Patrol trucks stationed or randomly. I think we passed maybe, 20, about 20 or so in the process. And again, not racing around anywhere, but they are hawking everything, which is cool if it would make any difference, but I don't know what it does. If they do snag somebody, they're not shipping them over the border. They're just going to ship them somewhere in the U.S. So the Border Patrol is like, you know, it's like you're going through the motions because you get paid, but you're not really doing anything. You know, in other words, the only thing you're doing is, oh, hi, we caught you trying to be an illegal alien. Yes. And now we're going to punish you. Yeah, we're going to punish you? No. How are you going to punish me? We're going to put you in a place and give you money and clothes and a phone, and then we're going to throw you on a bus or a plane real quick, and we're going to ship you anywhere in the country. Oh, wow, punish me. Punish me more. Oh, baby, that hurts so much. Oh, baby, you spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby. So, again, it's what we expected. I mean, there's nothing that's a surprise. The troops are coy, I will say that, and obviously so. They don't know me. But I figure we start the hour by saying hi from Eagle Pass, from the Sheldon Park. Shelby Park. I kept doing that. I don't know why. I do not want to. You know, Shelby should probably be going, well, of course you should remember that. But it's Shelby Park, and they have a lot of additional mechanical support there. A lot. Now, I will say this. One of the things that I didn't want to ask too many technical questions. It's like, you're taking notes. Well, yeah, I am mentally. But one of the other things is, if they were smart with the Guard, and I've said this for decades, and state defense forces could do the same thing. State defense is not the National Guard. State defense forces are still under the aegis, well, we're supposed to be under the aegis of the state, not the Fed, period. There are no federal officers in state defense forces. So the good thing there is that they remain under the control of the governor / under the people, depending upon how the people have to apply the force. Okay. But what is interesting is, again, if you were smart, you know that you've got to give National Guardsmen 2 weeks of mobile, you know, active training every year. Plus, they've got two days out of the month that they've got to be, you know, going over to the, you know, the guard hall, standing around, picking their nose half the time and doing little of nothing. So instead, if you were smart and you had a few people that might still have some scruples in any military formation, but specifically with the National Guard command in the state, you would be planning out and rotating personnel. In fact, you take a percentage from each guard unit and have them rotate down there to bolster or to give alleviate pressure on individuals that are activated to go to this facility, this location. I can only assume that if they're smart, they would take advantage of the still federal and state funding when they build the new complex that they're talking about and rotate personnel in the exact same way so there's no special activity. They don't have to cut additional pay. They might have to cut additional transport costs because you do get stipends for transport, meals, et cetera, but they still would drill or train on site and actually protect the southern border, which would be good. And by what they are saying, nobody comes in from the point where they are. If they stop them there, that's where they're stopped until they go back to Mexico. So that's the difference between what they're doing there and what all the rest of the Walmart door greeters are doing. Anybody else? Any questions? Jump in there, please.
Hey, Mark.
Gotcha. you know Mark Anderson from American Free Press? I know who you're talking about, yeah. You know, he lives in Michigan, and he lives in Texas, Mac Allen. I don't know if he's here or there right now. He comes to Michigan for the summer, but I don't know if you're collaborating with him or not, but he does some radio and writes, and I don't know. Thought maybe, well, maybe
if he's down, if you're down, if he's down Texas way, it's summertime. He probably, or not summertime. It's, it feels like summertime down here because it's Texas on the border. It's, forgive me. it's 5 degrees as we know. Well, it's a little warmer now in Michigan, and on and off clear. Right now we have an overcast, a thin overcast. We passed through a couple of what were theoretical rainstorms, but in Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Arizona, guys, they have rainstorms and the rain never hits the ground, but they do measure them as rainstorms. You know, they actually guesstimate. They have a system for doing it. So we've had some squalls that have passed through that didn't, it made the air damp. That's basically what they did. Made the air feel a little damp. Other thing here, we're seeing everything lush out into the green. With regard to evaluation, if I were here in fielding personnel, I'd have a mix of, I'll tell you what would work really well on the western end of the area would be the alpenflage. On when you get farther to the south border straight down.
That's a stretch through this new war-torn land. I love it, it's my guide. And with each burning sunset glow through the enemy high.
Snipe. They have a number of boots up to size 15 and in wide sizes for us, but they have the Italian camouflage or Italian woodland camouflage BDU sets. You don't see them during the day, but if you do see them during the day, that's not good. That's like coyotes. And today, during the day, we saw a lot of pigs, and we saw a lot of dead pigs. And because of that, we saw a lot of feeding vultures on dead pigs. But one of them decided he almost wanted to cross the road and turned back and went through the fence hole that was there. And good eating in the field. Of course, now not your first choice for all. Now, some people don't want to eat swine. I understand that. But if you're in a survival situation, Mr. 30-06 would have sung out. They had about 200 pounds of food. And rather than starve, remember, or I'll take advantage of the other critters that might be hanging around. But in this case, down this neck of the woods, the wild pig is a big problem. And you get caught on the ground, Mr. Piggy thinks you're a pretty good meal, too. So don't forget that. You don't go to the field, as far as I'm concerned, this area, without being armed. That would be a horrible mistake and a very painful one for whoever got caught by the land piranhas. Because pigs will eat everything. When they are done, there's not much, if there won't be much of anything left behind to find. If you're lucky, they'll poop your dog tags out later. So just a heads up on that one. And they might not do that. And if they do, it'd be a place nobody will find them anyway. Oh, well. So, again, other considerations here is whether or not, and I didn't bother to ask the young people that are standing there, well, they're not that young. Some were middle-aged by what I could see. Aren't going to probably answer a whole lot, but there is probably going to be an expansion since the garrison that I saw was actually more extensive than I expected in frontal deployment, so to speak. In other words, up where they could be seen. Usually I would disperse the personnel a little more effectively. I don't see that there's any good temporary shelter. There's the usual tents and cans, you know, transport cans, but I'd have thought that I'd be thinking out a little differently. Of course, they are using armored Humvees, and if you're going to be at a place where maybe somebody won't like you a whole lot, an armored Humvee is a good place to be. At least that way you got a little protection with whatever, you know, small arms might be coming in. I don't see.
All right, there you have it. We'll have a border report there from, I'm going to shut this down here. He's on his ham shortwave radio there, whatever they got going. But, yeah. You know, so the National Guard, you know, they're getting ready for the standoff there. I don't know what the Supreme Court, I don't know what the latest news is. I haven't checked, but, you know, this could be, you know, the spark here, you know, the little spark that we're talking about. You know, there's, you know, people that aren't in Texas, you know, or aren't down there in the know, you know, this is serious business. You know, they're taking this very, very seriously. And when, tomorrow night when we have the militia on, we're going to get these, we're going to get the, you know, the real deal of what's, you know, firsthand there, what's going on and what's going on with these state militias and in that area in the border, because they're taking this very seriously, you know, with these millions of people coming across the border. You know, this is an, you know, and then we got people turning up dead, you know, across this country. And we've got to, put a stop to it. I mean, you know, this is increasing the crime. And these liberals, you know, they, look, I don't want to hear it. And if we're all waiting on Trump to save us, you know, or waiting for the Fannie decision or whatever, Fannie Mannie, you know, it's just, you're wasting your time. Flat out, wasting your time. So that is a waste of time right there. You know, great, Trump wins in November, yeah, blah, blah, yeah, we think it's overnight, boom, everything's going to be fixed. The whole country's going to be fixed. And we're going to be lit, and it's going to be great, good times again. No. And even if things do get better, remember, he's only in for 4 years, and then the next corporate thug comes in, whether he's Republican or Democrat. So I don't see anybody out there that's really going to make a difference, that's really talking anything about fixing this country. So whatever Trump does will be undone after 4 years. So, you know, and that's if he has a Republican Congress and Senate. Otherwise, he can't do shit. He ain't going to do nothing. So he has to have a Republican majority, Senate and Congress. Otherwise, he's not getting nothing done. It's going to be arguments. It's going to be, he said, it's going to be a pissing contest. Like they did with Pelosi there. And when they, you know, whatever happened to Pelosi, by the way? She disappeared, huh? Where did she go? Back to her tomb? You know, where'd she go? Just disappeared, huh? What the heck? Who's messaging me here? I'm on the podcast show. Message me on Facebook. Anyway, that's Tave messaging me. Jeez, man. But anyway, Live Border Report, you missed the beginning of the show there. Play a little bit of Rockwell there. Give you a little report there. That should piss off the ADL. You know, and let them give them something to chew on. You know, like I said, this podcast is open for the First Amendment. Everyone has a right to speak. Everyone, I play everything, about everything, for everyone. So if, you know, you don't, if I'm not going to be scared of the Jews. I'm not going to be scared. I can't say the word Jew or I'm anti-Semite now or what have you. Stop messaging me. Jeez, he keeps messaging me on Facebook. I'm on my podcast, yo. I told you that. Are you listening? He's sending me 1,000 instant messages. I'm on the podcast, yo. Call in. Man. Are you listening? He's sending me messages right now. You call in and say it. You know, I can't read it all. Call in and say it. My goodness. Man, you can call in and say whatever you want. Tonight's open phones. Tomorrow night, the reason why I'm doing it tonight is the open phones is because tomorrow night I got a guest. I mean, yeah, I'm still, people can call in and talk and interact with the guest, but we're not going to be switching 18 different subjects because I kind of want to stick to the militia and the Republic stuff. I don't want to talk about Fannie. I don't want to talk about Trump, really, you know. I want to talk about, you know, the stuff that, you know, what's going on down there. I want to talk about the Republic and people that are out there with activism, people that are getting involved, people that are doing something. People that are sacrificing, people that are fighting for the Republic, fighting for this country. Because if you're not doing nothing, there's no point, you know, in talking. You're talking and saying nothing. You know, you're saying a bunch of nothing. So, I don't know. I don't think he's in the chat. I don't think he's in the chat room. Tavy, are you in the chat room? No, he's not in the chat room. Oh, is this Alex Jones? No, that's not Alex Jones. It's Mark Konorky. Mark Konorky. That was Liberty Tree Radio. So let me see here. Get this up and going here. We'll see if I can get this up. I did have some Alex Jones I did want to play, but I don't think I'm going to play it. I had something else I did want to play, though. A couple things here. But anybody wants to call in, again, 657-383-0616, press the number 1, and jump into a conversation here. We'll have, like I said, it's open phone, talk about whatever you want to talk about. But again, tomorrow night, 7 p.m., having a couple guests in from Texas. state militias. And I think one of the guys that's going to be calling in, he's going to be wants to run for governor, or he did run for governor. I'm not sure. I got to go back and look. I'm trying to get Mike from Florida to Mike Stinger, get him on too again, maybe from Florida, and get him on too. I'll give him a call, see if I can get him on and talk to him, because he knows the guy Nick that's going to be calling in as a guest. So I'm trying to get this other guy to talk to him from Tennessee, because Tennessee, apparently there's a lot of things going on in Tennessee, I guess, with this republic and restoring the republic and changing things and restoring a constitutional government, common law, starting, you know, set up real Article III courts, and I think there's some, you know, supposedly there's a lot of stuff going on there. So from what I heard, I don't know. I'm not there. And I can only tell you what people tell me and over the grapevine, over the wire, over the internet. And a lot of people don't like talking on over the internet and over Facebook because it's monitored and controlled. And if you don't think it is, try typing in some certain, you know, certain things that are censored or banned. They won't allow it. Facebook, it goes in red lines. Like, it won't allow it. It's banned and censored. Somebody just sent me a message. Where's Sarge been? Sarge usually around. I don't think he was on last night on Lorianne's show either. We got into a big thing there at the end there. If you guys are paying attention there, Lorianne was talking about Trump and the bump stocks. So that was, you know, so. And then John Doe, he called in too. He called in, finally called in, so it was good to hear him. Been a few weeks since we heard him. So, and then I see Conservative Nation Radio there in the chat room. Hello. And Ron Reck there, he's in the chat room. That's good. What? I'm on my podcast, man. I'm on the podcast. It's everybody wants to talk on Facebook. If I do a Facebook Live, then nobody go on, you know. Again, the election thing, again, lawsuit. I told you about that, the lawsuit there that I, matter of fact, if you want, I could read it to you, if you want, if anybody wants to hear what it is, but if not, you can look it up once they post it. But going after them, the ADL, some people, so this is, I think this is some of my best work actually here. So I'm going after the Anti-Defamation League and Stephen Wiley, caucus director, and Diane Parnell, the one that started this crap. So beating a dead horse isn't going to help listening to some people. Ugh, now he doesn't want to call into the show. Anyway, all right. Well, let's see. This. So anyway, all right. Let's see. I got introduction. It's plaintiff and Joseph A. Gibson brings this action against the defendant, the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, seeking damages for false and defamatory statements made by the ADL that have harmed his reputation and caused significant distress, along with emotional and psychological and mental harm. Factual background: Joseph A. Gibson is an outstanding citizen, community leader, and educator. He has never been associated with any extremist ideologies, including neo-Nazism. Let's see here. The ADL, a prominent civil rights organization, published accusing Joseph A. Gibson of being a neo-Nazi. This statement was widely decimated through various media channels, including press releases, social media, and online publications. And the Rockingham County GOP, Diane Parnell, and NC caucus self-appointed leader, Stephen Wiley. I put that in there, self-appointed. I just want to stick it, you know, just give them a little knock there today, make them feel bad. Stephen Wiley publicly endorsed these statements in numerous media interviews. Diane Parnell stated it was her job to make sure Gibson was fit for public office. Defendants also brought Joseph A. Gibson, Joseph Gibson's campaign, and questioned his candidacy with the Rockingham County Board of Elections, where the plaintiff prevailed in a 3-2 vote in favor of the plaintiff, that his rights were in fact restored. Defendants did. appealed to the State Board of Elections, where again the plaintiff won. The board ruled 5-0. Where it ruled the plaintiff that his rights were fully restored. The defendants quickly, again, made numerous statements insulting the plaintiff's character and history with statements that the plaintiff lied and is a liar and is a neo-Nazi in numerous publications and media outlets. False accusations caused severe harm to Joseph Gibson's personal and professional life. He has suffered emotional distress, damage to his reputation, and loss of employment opportunities. Count three, the statements, the defamation of character statements, the ADL defamatory statements, along with other defendants include but are not limited to Joseph A. Gibson as a neo-Nazi sympathizer. Gibson's activity promotes hate speech and extremist ideologies. Gibson is a member of the National Socialist Movement. Gibson is a known liar and does not tell the truth. Gibson was convicted, first-degree robbery, and convicted felon. He should not be able to run for public office and has not had his rights restored. If Joseph A. Gibson was to win his Republican primary, which he did lose, the ADL, in collusion with the Democratic Jewish Caucus, demanded House Speaker for the North Carolina House of Representatives not recognize the voters of Rockingham County's choices or choice for North Carolina House District 65, and demanded that they refuse to seat Joseph A. Gibson III in his seat if elected. Legal claims, Joseph A. Gibson III asserts the following legal claims against the ADL and defendants Parnell and Wiley. A, slander. The ADL false verbal statements have harmed Joseph A. Gibson's reputation. The statements were made to third parties, causing economic harm, emotional distress, and damage to his character, which spread numerous media outlets and publications. B, libel. The ADL's written statements, including online publications, fall under libel. These statements have caused similar harm as the slanderous remarks. Jurisdiction of statement, Your Honor, Joseph A. Gibson does appear before this court and comes now Joseph A. Gibson before this court, honorable court, to assert jurisdiction over this defamation case involving Joseph A. Gibson III and the anti-ADL, along with defendants Parnell and Wiley. The argument rests on the following legal principles. A, territorial competence, Article 8 of the Criminal Procedure Code and Section 19 of the Code of Civil Procedure dictate that an offense, whether civil or criminal, must be inquired into or tried in the court with the territorial jurisdiction of the place where the offense occurred. One, in this case, the alleged defamatory statements were disseminated online, transcending state boundaries. However, the harm suffered by Joseph A. Gibson extends to the state where he resides and works, making it relevant to jurisdiction for this matter. Federal jurisdiction, B. Defamation cases are traditionally decided under the law of the state where the harmful statement was made, where the victim resides. However, in the Internet age, defamation often crosses state lines. When it does, federal courts may have jurisdiction over the case. Federal courts exercise jurisdiction based on diversity of citizenship, where the litigants are citizens of different states and the amount of controversy exceeds $75,000. The effects test is applied to determine whether the defendant has sufficient minimum contact with the state where the defamation allegedly occurred. For instance, if an Ohio resident posted false statements online about a Kentucky resident, a federal court would exercise jurisdiction if the statements aimed at disparaging the victim's reputation among other people in Kentucky. See case law and precedent, North Carolina statutes, and case law, I'm not going to quote them all for you, but North Carolina statutes such as defamation statutes and case law such as Rennick versus News and Observer Publishing Company. That's the latest case for North Carolina. The Supreme Court has ruled on jurisdiction in online defamation cases, emphasizing the need to consider the location of the relevant criminal act. While no specific law governs competence in online defamation cases, existing rules guide territorial jurisdiction. Your Honor, here comes down respectfully, submits that this court has both territorial competence and federal jurisdiction to hear this defamation case. The plaintiff seeks justice. His reputation has been unjustly tarnished by false accusations. And then I go by, certify, I swear, blah, 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 that I served them and have them served and blah, blah, blah. Now, so what I did there is I did not put all my cards on the table. So I did not want to, put everything out there that I have. I just wanted to hit them, get them served, and then let them try to pull a summary judgment or try to get the motion dismissed, and then I can combat them. Then I get them bam with the evidence, So I think with this right here, according to this right here, I sent a copy of this actually to a Duke law professor, and he said that was pretty good. It's pretty good. And so a couple people that I contact through law libraries and stuff. So, if I can get this, and all my damages, I'm going for, millions of dollars here, million dollars, punitive, nominal, even, it's these people got to pay. That's all that's to it, and I'm demanding a jury trial. This goes in front of a jury. How can I lose? The evidence is there. I cannot lose. They did it. They do it. And then I'm going to amend this complaint later on and go after some of the media outlets that also, did this. Because, really the people that started it was Wiley and Diane Parnell and the ADL. They're the ones that started this. Otherwise, the media would have never reported it. But the media was also careless and reckless also. I'm going to add them later on when I amend the complaint. I just want to get these people served first, you know. So, again, like I said, you don't show your whole hand. So, I think this is a winner here. Hopefully it takes no less than a couple of years to get this thing settled. And, I mean, I'll settle, you know. I mean, you know, I'll get it settled, I hope, see what happens. But I hope it don't drag out for 10 years. You know, you never know. Who knows? I mean, let me file it for all I know. I don't know. You know, but, I mean, I might not let them get served. I mean, so it's already filed. So I got the sheriff serving Parnell and Wiley there. The ADL, they're in New York. So they're out of state. So by rule, I can mail it to them first class and have them sign return receipt. That's what might be my service. Obviously, I'm not going to drive up there and serve them. I'm not hiring nobody from New York to serve them. So, you know, and the clerk kind of got a little snappy with me about that, saying, well, you know, you got to, I don't know how you're going to serve out of state. Has nobody's ever served, sued anybody from out of state before? What are you talking about? The rule says I can mail it to them first class. I only have to certify and swear that I mailed it. That's all I have to do. That's what the rule says, okay? And anyone above 18 years old in North Carolina can serve these papers. So you don't have to be a sheriff. But I went ahead and appeased her and had the sheriff serve the other two. You know, paid the $30. Let me take my first caller here, 407. Got your hand up there right away, so 407. Go ahead there, live on the show.
Hey, Joe, this is Nathan in Orlando. Write my number down, and when you get done with the show, give me a call. I want to introduce you to a bulldog that goes for the throat, okay?
Okay, hang on. Let me write down your number, though.
Okay.
Hang on a second.
I got to write it down.
Can... You hang up, I'll lose it. yeah, that'd be good. I'll call you after the show. Might be a little bit, but I don't know how long you've been listening. Thanks, though. I appreciate it. Hang on. I'm almost done writing it down.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, and I appreciate the update on the border.
Yeah, man.
I want to throw this thought in there. You remember the other night in the presidential, whatever he is, speech? He said something that speaks volumes about where his heart and his mind is. When he was talking about this kid that got killed by an illegal, he sarcastically compared it to like if it was a legal citizen, as if this legal citizen doesn't have a right to kill people, but the illegal one does.
Yeah.
I wish I knew how to get a hold of the parents of that girl and put a lawyer on his butt.
I know. Why, you know, that is contempt, totally dereliction of duty. I mean, Constitution, that is a crime. That is a crime. It is. You know, it's disgusting, man. Imagine if that was your daughter or your sister, you know?
This is equivalent to what he said. You know, there was this redneck walking across the road, and this car hit him and killed him. Well, you know what? It wasn't like he hit a guy that's a millionaire walking across the cross. I guess that would be okay. That's what he just did. He just gave the illegal the right to do what he wants to, and he has to answer to no law. But the legal citizen does.
Disgusting. Disgusting, man. It is.
He doesn't need to be in law. But anyway, I'm going
to
hang out and keep listening, and you yell at me when you get done.
All right. Thank you.
Goodbye.
All right, dear. All right. 214, you're on.
Hey, that's me, Gunslinger.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, sitting there just kind of seeing the border go to hell in the handbasket and everything else, you know.
Yeah. I just played a live border report from Mark Konorky down there down Eagle Pass. He was down there in Eagle Pass. So Dead Man something. I forgot what the name of it was. Some Dead Man's thing, Pass or something he was at. So, but he said it looks like a war zone down there.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I can tell that from way up here in Dallas, around the Dallas area. These things, I'm calling them things because they're not human and they damn sure ain't legal, are just flooding in everything. I mean, this is ridiculous. We are being invaded by an enemy.
Yeah.
We are being invaded.
the Supreme Court's got to take up that question. What does invaded really mean? You know, what does it mean? They want to start analyzing the words, you know?
Yeah, the words. The words are simple. It's invading. It's invasion. You know,
yeah.
Somebody coming into your area, your property that doesn't belong there.
Yeah.
It's like they don't belong here. Very simple.
Yeah.
But they complex.
Yeah.
They try to complex every goddamn thing instead of doing it simply. You know, they use
these attorneys. We got lawyers writing the shit. We got lawyers writing the statutes, you know?
Yeah. They use all these big-ass fancy. They use all these big-ass fancy words and all that shit. Put it to you simply. Kick them out.
Yeah.
How much simpler can you get? Out. Out.
Yeah.
Out.
It's
like what part of...
Yeah. What part? Yeah. What part of razor wire fence don't you understand? You know. But these liberals, though, no, it's not a problem. They deny it. Deny the damn problem. They deny it's even happening.
Yeah.
You know.
What part of no don't you understand? In O, very simple.
Wow.
Yeah. 314. You're on two with us.
You know. What Joe Biden done was apologize for calling the murderer an illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he done that was, that's what he done that was a slap in the face. He apologized for calling him what he was, illegal.
Illegal, yeah.
I don't understand it. And see, these judges, like I say, until you fire a shot across the bow of their ship, they ain't going to get the message. You're going to have to kick some of them out of office. And I'm going to tell you something else, too. Every citizen who has suffered at the hands of an illegal, especially to the point where their loved ones was harmed, maimed, and killed, they need to file a lawsuit against Joe Biden. Let's test this premise of a president having immunity like they're trying to say that Donald Trump didn't have immunity. Well, if Trump didn't have immunity, Joe Biden don't have no immunity.
That's right.
Let me see here. I'm going to look up this number here real quick. I'm going to call the White House. They always answer the switchboard to see if their switchboard is up there. I'm going to make a complaint here. Yeah, you're right. What right did he have to say? What was the exact quote he used? He said he apologized for saying illegal, right?
He apologized.
I think.
Matter of fact, the White House press secretary, Jean something, too, I think she was in on the description, explaining what he did and saying that in any other setting, he would have used the proper term of undocumented. He called the man illegal. And then he come around and apologize.
Ridiculous.
You know who done that the first time? It was Obama calling them undocumented. Remember?
Yeah. Yep. That's right. Discuss. All right, hang on a second, guys. Just hang on. Stay silent. I'm going to call the White House right now. Let's call them up.
For quality and training purposes, this call may be monitored but will not be recorded.
White House.
Yes, is the White House switchboard?
Yes, it is. How may I direct your call?
Well, I didn't know. Is this where we can make the comments or have somebody to talk to? Because I want to make a complaint. I mean, where the president apologized the other night about calling the person that crossed the border illegal, and he apologized for calling him illegal. I mean, if they're breaking the law by coming across the border, it's illegal, isn't it?
Let me get you over to how to leave a message for the president.
Thank you for calling the White House comment line. The office is currently closed. Your comment is important to the president. Please call back between the hours of 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Tuesday through Thursday. Our direct number is 202-456-1111. Until then, you may send an e-message at whitehouse.gov/contact. Thank you for your call.
Just hang up on me now. See that? How about that, huh? Unreal. Unreal. Let me get you over there to talk to somebody. Let me get you to the president's office. That's the president. He's sleeping. He's in bed, but he's getting his pants right now.
I'm sure he even reads him. I'm sure he even reads him.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't listen to him. But go ahead there, 907. You're on.
Hey, Joe. This is Boyd. Hey, listen. If you think about it, okay, Joe Biden told you exactly what he thinks of it in his own mind, because it wasn't on his teleprompter for him to say undocumented. In fact, none of that was on his teleprompter or in his notes. And he came straight out and honestly said illegal.
Yeah. Yeah, that was on his mind. Yeah, you're right. That was the first thing on his mind.
He knows. He knows exactly what the drill is.
Yeah. He knows. He can't be that stupid. Well, maybe he is. I don't know. But, you know, for the most part, though, they know what's going on in this country, that people are pissed off. But they don't care. They don't care, man. And how do you make them care? How do you make them care? How do we voice our grievances? How do we push our grievances? How do we make them know? You heard me just call the White House, and I got nothing, you know? Private caller, you're on.
Hey, Joe. Now, let's see here. The United States Immigration Code says that anyone who has been ordered deported, as this guy Ibarra was, and re-enters the country illegally, is a criminal, not just a civil offender, but a criminal. That's what this guy did. If he wasn't illegal, no one is. We have a United States code that specifically defines an illegal alien. He met every single criteria and more by being a murderer, too. And Joe Biden, whose job it is to enforce those laws, just let us know once again why he is completely unwilling to enforce the laws he took an oath to uphold. An oath to see that the laws are faithfully executed.
That's what
I
should
ask. Enough to impeach him alone, but it isn't.
Yeah.
They just keep getting away with it day after day after day after day after day. It don't matter what the law says. But Trump being an insurrectionist, now wait a minute, Trump being an insurrectionist, now that's just as clear as a crystal brook. I never seen anything like these people.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
Never.
In all your life?
Never.
I mean, I thought Obama was bad.
So bad. It's so continuous. The assault on our intelligence, on our ability to reason, on logic itself is so continuous and so relentless, it's as though we're accepting this as almost normal. We expect them to stay outraged. That's just Joe being Joe again. That's just the administration being what they do. It's just politics.
What was that code? What was that code?
The United States Immigration Code. It's Title 8.
Title 42.
Title 8, Chapter 12. It's all there.
Yep.
I mean, the man is an illegal alien. There's no getting around it. It's in the United States. It's, when you call him an illegal alien, you are literally referring to him what the law categorizes him as. Fuck the politics.
Well, they got a comment line here. They got a comment line here where you can see also for the White House there. I just saw this right here. So I'm
going
to call that now.
Say something.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right, here we go.
I'm glad you didn't call me today. I'm glad you didn't call me today because I've been hot. I called Best Buy 3 times and got customer service represented. I couldn't understand a damn word they said.
You too? You too? You notice that,
right, we'll
happened.
Go down the line. We'll start with Sarge first, and we'll go up the line. Anybody who wants to talk, you'll get your chance, okay? So if we can get this comment line, so I won't give any names, so I'll just go up the line with Sarge first. All right, here we go. Let's see if we can get him. Might not get them.
Hello, Cisco Unity Connection Messaging System.
From a touch-tone telephone, you may dial an extension at any time. For a directory of extensions, press 4. Otherwise, please hold for an operator. Sorry, the operator is not available.
Well, they just hang up on you. So the comment line isn't available. So the switchboard
now, they don't
answers,
want to complain
but
after hours, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's time and a place to complain. After hours, we're not interested in your complaints.
Yeah. So the switchboard. If I call back a switchboard, she's just going to connect me to the comment line. That's going to hang up on me. So there's no point, you know. So, but
they're busy sleeping and all that other stuff. They don't need to hear complaints 24 hours a day. I mean, it's got to be during business hours.
Yeah. Let me go 909 here. Let me connect 909. Go ahead. You're on.
Hi, Joseph. It's Suzette.
Hey, how are you? Missing all the action. We just called the White House.
Oh, no, I heard it. I just wanted to mention, I didn't know, I heard you mention that kitchen table 123 and you know, as far as people helping to go over there and, like, you know, talk sense to these people. But anyway, they may have started already. They're like, they were 10 minutes ago, still had 10 minutes to go to start. And the title of their show is The Devil Wears MAGA. So I didn't know what you want to do with that information, and he wants to go and listen and, you know, contribute.
What's
to
the name of that
discussion?
Yeah. What's the title of the show? You got the number?
I'll have it for you here. It's where you already had argued with them online, and that was what you played on Ron Rex.
Yeah. You got the number right now though? Because it'll help me out if you got it right now.
It's 515-605-9802, and it starts in 7 minutes and 22 seconds.
All right, 7 minutes. Okay, we're going to call them up, 9802, because they're the ones that denied that we even have a border problem. They were, and that lady flipped on me, Sarge. She was flipping on me. I was an asshole. I was an idiot, you know?
Yeah.
If
I can put
we don't have a border problem, right?
Right.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
That's what she says.
There is no crime problem either. There's no inflation problem either. There's no jobs problem either. None of those. That's all imagined. It's all figments of your imagination or some MAGA stuff. That's all. None of it's happening.
Oh, yeah, they can't stand Trump. They can't stand Trump. He did nothing good.
Step right this way, Ingrid Bergman.
I put the link into the chat room. So when
you
paste it, copy paste, and so anyway,
cool.
That's all. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you. Good piece of information there. Very good. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll be calling them in about 5 minutes. That's good. I thought they only did a show on Sunday. We're going to call them up. I'm going to give them an earful. Hopefully everybody will. But everybody that's unmuted, just bam. I got like 10 people here on the line right now. Well, Sarge, you're good at history and you're good at nailing the facts, you know, pumping out the facts, you know. So, because they were telling me that I was wrong. Title 42 was, it was useless. It did no good. Oh, man.
Like I said, they'll sell you anything to win, anything to prevail. There's no truth in them. None. Zero. Whatsoever.
I know.
They have a goal to fundamentally transform the United States. When Ted Kennedy created or helped to engineer the Hart-Cuellar Bill in 1965, he swore to the American people that it would not change the ethnic makeup of the country. You have nothing to fear. This will be tightly regulated and will be orderly. He assured her of this. Sure, the American public in 1965. He was a liar, like they all are. All the people who want to fundamentally transform the country lie, they lie on gun control. They first said, when they started handgun control, they said, we're only interested in Saturday night specials. We're not interested in high-quality guns. We're certainly not interested in any sort of rifle. That's what they said. They say these things over and over. Everything with them is incrementalism until they think the coast is clear for them to radically change everything. It's with everything they do and advocate. I mean everything. There is nothing they say that is not meant to obfuscate the ultimate agenda. I mean, not a thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's tomorrow night. I got the militia, the Texas, the state militia coming on. We're supposedly they're trying to, I guess there's a lot going on down there, and there's a lot of people. There's a lot of organizing going on, and a lot of people, like, they're running for the hills, trying to get people together and say, "Whoa, let's get back together. Let's do this." I guess everybody fell asleep for a couple years. I don't know what happened, but. You know, so I'm going to try to get everybody back together again. I'm going to try to get Mike,
Joe,
everybody.
Greg Abbott has shown the need for a true Second Amendment militia that is answerable to a state governor. He has shown it now. Everyone now can see what the true Second Amendment militia is. He's just demonstrated it. What he's doing now on Texas, because remember, Biden could have taken the National Guard away from him. Then where would he be? He'd have to rely on the Texas State Guard. You know, right now he's still got control of it, but if for whatever reason Joe Biden ever decides to federalize it, then it becomes part of the United States Army. This shows us why we need to revive the true Second Amendment militia that is answerable to the orders of a state governor that ensures the security of a free state. That is what they meant in the Second Amendment. That's it. You see it now. There should be no argument about it anymore.
Well, my militia card says that we're even immune from law enforcement penalty. I forgot what it says on the back of my – but I can't find my card right now. I pulled it out the other night
I know what that is, but don't get too far with that now. What most states allow – if you're a member of the militia, you are immune from arrest.
If you're Stealth Sarge, no. If you're state militia, you're immune. I forgot what it's a statute that you're immune from any type of weapons restrictions. You're just law enforcement.
You know, I wish it was.
Right.
Joe, let me tell you what it is, Joe. Joe, let me tell you what it is now. I don't want you to get in no trouble now, okay? Here's what it is. Illinois is typical of many states. Remember, we've got 50 states in the union. They're not all the same, but they're usually similar. Illinois says this. If you are a member of the state militia and you are going to muster, meaning you've been called up, you're going to muster, you're immune from arrest except for, again, you're not totally immune from arrest. You don't have blanket immunity, but you're immune from arrest except for felony or breach of the peace. Any other offense, they cannot mess with you while you're, like, running a stop sign or something like that. No, they can't arrest you for anything like that. They can't arrest you for simple disorderly conduct, nothing like that. If it's breach of the peace, no, they could arrest you for that. But most crimes, they cannot arrest you for if you're going to muster. You've been called up by the governor, and you're going to muster.
How long have you been called up by the governor? The governor has
like that.
Let me tell you what Louisiana has. Of course, we know we got the National Guard. Then they got the state militia. Then they have the unorganized, it says so in state constitution, unorganized militia, which is separate from those previous two. And that is when the people have to bear their arms.
Right.
When it gets that bad.
And if the governor is mustering... if the governor is mustering the unorganized militia, you are immune from arrest except for a, let me make this clear now, a felony or breach of the peace in most states of the union, but you got to look at the militia statute in your state to see what it says.
I agree with you there.
I'm going to read you what my card says right now. This is what my card says right now. Hang on. All right, this is the Florida State Militia, okay? And it says right here, hang on, it says, the herein named is a member of the Florida State Militia, Regiment Number 13th. It says county or parish of Indian River. And it got notary of the public, state of Florida, where it's commissioning, blah, blah, signed, stamped. It says name Joseph A. Gibson. Born such and such date, and it says effective, and it gives me my ID number 09050211994, signed without prejudice, and I sign it witnessed by the officer. And then on the back it says, this is where it goes to statute, Sarge, First says, United States of America Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 12 through 16, militia. And it says, Bill of Rights, Amendment 2A, a well-regulated militia, that being necessary, you know, secure free state, but it shall not be infringed on your Second Amendment. United States Code, Title 10, Section 311, 312, militia. It says, Constitution of the State of Florida, Article 10, Section 2, militia. Florida Statutes, Title 17, Chapter 250.02, militia. And then it says, Florida Statutes, Title 46, Chapter 790.001, Section 8C, law enforcement officer means state militia. And then it says, Florida Statute, Title 46, Chapter 790.051, Section 8C, exemption from licensing requirements, law enforcement officers. That's what it says. So whatever that means.
Well, you
that's
know,
what it says
I,
on
no,
my card.
I'm just curious, is there anything on that card that has any reference to the military department of the state of Florida?
No.
Well, I'm just curious. It might be somebody privately just repeating the military statutes. But I just want to know if it had an endorsement, because Illinois has a military department. It's called the Department, and it's mentioned in the militia statute of the state of Illinois. So usually things like that have an endorsement from your military department in your state.
Well, it's a photo ID that's given to me. Go ahead, Bianchi.
If you want to see the unorganized militia at work, look up the history of the story of Boone and Boonesboro, Fort Boonesboro. What was Boone's first name, Sarge?
Daniel
Boone. It's on YouTube. When the Shawnee was getting ready to attack Fort Boonesboro, he sent a rider to Virginia to get the militia to come give them a hand, help them. And they had over 450, maybe more than that, militia, Virginia. There was no governor in Virginia at that time that I know of.
Yeah.
They came
over. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
They came over and slaughtered some Shawnees. That's what they were supposed to be. They was under attack.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to punch in this show number now.
But colonial militias used to have their own. When the United States became the United States, they pretty much adopted most of the regulations of the colonial militia that had preceded them, because the Minutemen at Concord, Lexington, were colonial militia. They weren't United States militia, because the United States did not exist yet in April of 1775. But they were the ones that opposed the British. The Minutemen were the colonial militia who got in the big shootout at Concord, Lexington in 1775. And the United States tended to adopt most of the rules and regulations of the colonial militia until they passed the Militia Act of 1792. By then, the United States was actually a nation, and they had a federal militia act that governed the militias of the various states when they were called into federal service by an act of Congress.
Well, we're going to go over that tomorrow night. We're going to get some militia guys on here. But, all right, now listen, I'm going to call this show right now. We'll see. Well, you know, obviously, I don't know if they're going to connect me right away. So let's see. Let's see what's going on with them. And hopefully they'll connect me.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Goodness. Yes. You know, this on and off cold weather and warm and then hot, you know. It's driving me crazy. And, of course, sinuses. Is going berserk.
Yep.
I don't know how this is in Michigan, but you know, here it's been
same thing though. Basically the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's cuckoo bird.
It was warm and sunny today, and you know, it's going to be for a couple of days and it'll get cold again.
Can't press
you're right. Everybody's, you know, got colds and coughs and, you know, viruses passed around, because this is very unusual winter we had. And of course, it has to do with global warming. I believe that. But, you know, we can't say that out loud.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Oh, yeah, it's a liberal hoax, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
These
there
poor
is.
Conservative Republicans are out of their minds.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you going to do? These people, you know, they're crazy and they want their own way and they have to have their own way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no reasoning with these people. And already we'll have two callers on the line, but let's get into the crux of the matter tonight and everything. Mm-hmm. What was it like for that Congresswoman, Democrat, to be sitting right next to Marjorie Taylor Greene? I wonder, you know,
wow.
I mean, nobody wants to sit right next to her because she's such a loudmouth and bigoted fool and an idiot.
Yeah, no one actually wanted to sit next to her, but I guess she got there late, a little bit late.
Mm-hmm.
Not to Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman you're talking about, or is she a senator?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. And,
hey, Joe.
Congresswoman.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she
you
had no choice but
with
to
these
sit
people.
There.
I know who
I watched
are.
Her interview.
Black guys
I watched the video of the interview.
They're going to hang up on
and
you. And I'll waste
you know,
your
but
time.
But she just says Marjorie Taylor Greene
is well, it's not really because
there.
People are listening.
And no one
really hang on,
mute, no one wants to talk to
mute
her
them real quick.
Or sit by her.
Mm-hmm.
Because
let me mute them real quick. Yeah, not really, because I was on the phone with him for an hour, conversating with him, and he took a bunch of other callers too, you know. So it's not if we get this is what we got to do. We got to combat these people, Bianca. We got to get in their face and tell them what time it is.
I did.
You know?
It's him and about three white women that's with him. That guy's from Haiti. Well, go ahead.
Oh, I know.
I'm not gonna say nothing because he know me.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
She's childish. She's ignorant. You know why bother waste of time with such a person?
Yeah, and not only that, David, she does not deserve to speak to President Biden. Not the way she's talked
mm-hmm.
about him, not the horrible things she said about him and the party
mm-hmm.
and all the lies that she spews on a daily
mm-hmm.
She does not deserve to speak to him. That's it.
Exactly.
She doesn't deserve
exactly.
to speak to him.
Yes. And last
mm-hmm.
night was a great interview with Christina Hines.
Yes.
She hopefully will be the next, the first female to be.
I wanted to ask her last night if she accepted any money from George Soros.
That's a good thing. Yeah, we need more women in seats of power.
Hey, Joe, who is this guy you're talking to? Who's this guy that's on right now?
Yeah, I was so,
Bianca knows who he is.
I know Peter
their
Lucido
show,
was a
their
lawyer.
Show is
I knew he was in the Senate.
Politics.
But I
this
didn't
guy
know
is from Haiti.
He tried
and he usually
has
about
case.
Two or three white
I
females with him.
When she said
who,
that to me,
who is nutty is,
I was
is
like,
a, is a buzzard bag.
Oh, yeah, they're nutty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
they are nutty.
I wouldn't suppose he's noticed, he hasn't noticed what's going on in Haiti right now.
She has to
ask him about that.
So,
yeah, there you go. There you go.
Wait till they debate because. She will bear
under Biden's reign.
Yes. Yeah, he sounds like a loudmouth, and don't establish. He has no respect for women. You know,
nope.
So, and women get to play a big part in this election this year. You know,
mm-hmm.
because with Trump disrespecting women, Republican Party trying to take away the right for her, a female,
mm-hmm.
to have autonomy over her own body. You know, women across the board, whatever generation you're, they're
mm-hmm.
pissed off. They're angry because the fights that women fight for since 1920,
mm-hmm.
for getting the vote, till now,
mm-hmm.
and then this conservative court, a very partisan court, ruled back everything women fight for is a spit in the face, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
You know, women shouldn't have to be fighting for all these things. And then it's been taken away and everything. And on top of that, Donald Trump being disrespectful to women, about grabbing them by the pussy and what have you.
That's
so disgusting. I mean, who the hell would sleep with him? You know, the woman who actually sleep with him, Stormy Daniels,
mm-hmm.
Ew. You know, I mean, he's not attractive. You know, he smells bad. You know, he's a loud mouth.
How do you know
he's
how he
not
smells?
Discreet. My God.
No.
Ugh.
And Donald Trump is a germaphobe.
And I don't mind
kidding?
Saying that.
He probably takes 3 hours
like,
a
wow.
day of fast.
But anyway, let's get the show on the road. Should
we
take a call now? Or should we just go into what we talk about? You know, double down. Oh, okay, cool. Yes, we will take this first call. It's from New York.
Unmuted.
Hello, New York. Welcome to the show. What's cooking?
How you doing? Well, I just wanted to know your Hey, how you doing? It's North Carolina here. I got a bunch of people on the line with me, actually, tonight, and I was just wondering what your thoughts were on Haiti right now, what's going on with Haiti, because this is under the Biden regime where, you know, the foreign policy obviously is broken down, and we see what's going on. I just want to know what your thoughts are on that.
Well, actually, Haiti has been a problem since 1801 when they gained independence from France or fought for their independence. And if it wasn't for France and the Western powers that went in there and destroyed their country, then we wouldn't have this today. And it's unfortunate what's happening in Haiti, but Haiti has always been a problem. And, you know, whether it is a Democratic president or a Republican president, when John Bertrand Aristide was president there, he was ousted. George W. Bush was president then, you know, so, I mean, Haiti will always be Haiti. And I think what the United States should do now is impose sanctions and try to get, you know, some order, some semblance of order in Haiti. You know, how do we do that? Not put boots on the ground, but through diplomacy. That's a thought.
Okay. Okay. What about the immigration? Do you think that, well, you know, obviously we're going to have Haitians fleeing, trying to get over our unsecured border, because we have an unsecured border down there. I know we had a conversation on that. You go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
No,
oh, no.
Yeah, I know we had a conversation.
We're talking about border security.
Well, yeah, but it's unsecured right now. We have, yeah. Yeah, this is Joe. Yeah, the border right now obviously is unsecure, and we have a battle going on between, you know, Texas wanting to secure their borders, and I know you disagree with, you don't think Texas should be allowed to secure its own borders, you know, which I think
no,
it should. State should have. Okay.
No, Joe, I'm not saying Texas shouldn't secure the borders, but don't put barbed wire fence and barbed wire in the water that will kill people.
How should they secure the
border, well,
then? What would you recommend?
Pass the border bill that Langford, Senator Langford from Oklahoma, worked very hard for 12 weeks with Democrats to have, you know, and just because Donald Trump said no, then the Republicans themselves, who are masterminds behind the bill and work with Democrats for this bill, voted against their own bill. So pass that bill, and then, you know, could move forward from there.
You
okay,
have to
I
start
got
somewhere. Don't you have to start
okay
somewhere?
Well, sure.
Okay.
I got Sarge. I got my friend Sarge on the line with me. Sarge, we discussed the bill. What's your thoughts on that, Sarge? I got a buddy on mine. He's very knowledgeable about these things. He says that we should pass that bill that they just had.
Yeah. So let's see. We need to pass a bill that gives a man executive authority that he already possesses to shut down the board for any reason that he deems fit. It literally says that. And what this border bill would do would be to legalize 2.5 million illegal aliens a year at a minimum.
Okay, pause.
You're going to come out of
here.
Donald Trump.
All right, well, I won't say anything more.
Donald Trump.
It's clear now. You don't want to hear what I have to say. That's fine.
Okay, he's on mute. I'm saying that Donald Trump tried that very same thing. And it went to the courts because a lot of people were suing and everything. You don't have executive authority to do what, you know, Sarge and you know, Joe is saying that Joe Biden should do, okay? Because when Donald Trump tried it, he was taken to court and it went through the court system. We know how slow that is. You know, so that's a nothing burger right there.
I do not want to waste my time with Sarge and Joe.
Okay.
I do not. So I say, hang up on. I really don't. There is no talking to them.
You can't compete. That's why.
I can't stand their stupidity. I can't stand their ignorance. We're hanging up on you. That's the end of it.
Thank you for using Blog Talk
Radio.
You know,
hey,
goodbye.
That lets you know all you needed to know right there. That woman knows I got her
in the bag. Wait a minute.
This woman knew she was calling. She had to do it.
Wait a minute, Sarge. That's the second time. You should have followed my lead.
I kind of thought it was going to happen. Now, this time, I thought it was going to happen. especially when I heard that woman. As soon as I started to say something, she was telling me to shut up. I knew right away that in there we were going to get hung up on. I knew it.
That was one of the ones behind him. It's by three of them.
I knew it was going to happen. Then she called me ignorant. I don't know anything and all that other stuff. Right away, she knows I got her number. She knows I know what she's saying is bullshit, and I can prove it's bullshit. All I got to do is cite the law. You can go look it up yourself.
It don't make no
and she knows it.
It don't
she didn't want to
no
hear
difference.
It because she knows I'm going to cut her to ribbons. They're scared of the truth.
No I'm going to be calling them back. I'm going to be calling them back, blocking my number. I'm going to say,
they're going to hang up on you.
I'm going to say, look, he invited me. He invited me on the show.
There's
he invited
no one
me.
More intolerant than liberals. Nobody.
He invited me, though. The host invited me. He's the one that said, would you be willing to come back?
Joe.
And now, so I want to pull that. I want to throw that in their face. So you're going to invite me and then hang up on me? How rude. You talk about
that
rude?
Ain't him. That's him.
It might have been that woman. She might have had access to the board. That woman's a fanatic.
Two,
you could tell right away. She's the one that's the fanatic.
He's got three white women behind him. They old hags.
And they are the most
intolerant
ones you can ever
they
imagine.
They can't walk past a barbecue pit without their bush catching on fire. They're so dry.
You know what people
they
should
have.
Do? You know what people should do, Bianchi? People should call their show now, other people, and say, you know what? I thought that was pretty rude of you because they didn't say anything out of the way, and you guys call yourself a podcasting show? I thought that was pretty rude, you know, and then put them and, you know, guilt them.
Well,
throw them. I know they
I
have no conscience. You know?
If people want to do that, do it. But I ain't calling because they know my voice.
No, I know. You,
I told them
I know.
Male, and they called me all kinds of names when they found that out.
Really? But you know Bianchi?
This time, Bianchi, I wouldn't have been surprised. I was really expecting it. I mean, she was shutting me down the minute the words started coming out of my mouth. She probably knows me from other venues, and she knows I know what I'm talking about, and she knows she can't prevail against me. She had to shut me down.
But that's when we come into play with our numbers. We come back at them and say, that was rude. We stick up for each other and let them know that we got numbers out here. And, you know, the platform, this is not what, you know, and just, you know, we got to get them back. We got
you. You know what you
want to
ask him? Ask him, are you a U.S. citizen or are you here on visa? You know, you ask them things. See, they get these foreigners, these Africans and people from Haiti, and they use them like that. That's what they do.
Yep. Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, though, that this is how we got to come back. You know, we can't run from these people. We can't hide. We've got to get it in their face like they do us. We should never, ever turn the corner on them.
You know what they'll do, Joe? And I agree with you, but they're just in the show. That's what they do. In the show. And if they come on 5 minutes after the show starts and there you are, they're in the show.
Well,
but
that's
go ahead.
Good.
You know,
then we
I'm
got
not
them
telling
off
people not to do it. I'm just telling people what to expect from them fools.
You're absolutely right, Bill. And as soon as I started talking to her right away, it was only a matter of time until she hung up on me. I knew it.
That's okay.
I wasn't surprised at all.
That's okay. The same thing, you know, we do, you know. But, see, it shows to other people, though, Sarge, when we let them call into our shows and we give them the floor and let them have their piece, and but it shows how much better we are and bigger we are. Because the people out there that are listening that are in the middle, we need them. We need those people, you know. We need the numbers, you know.
You're right. But see, we're not afraid of the truth. They reveal themselves to not be familiar with the truth. They're familiar with agitprop, bullet points, propaganda, and talking points. That's all they got.
Yeah.
They don't have much in the way of facts, reason, truth, or transcendent truth. They just don't.
They
reveal themselves. And if we get a chance to respond to what they say, we're going to blow their logic and their arguments out of the water every single time.
Exactly. And Boyd was on the show the other night with me. See, when I was on there, they debated with me for a long time, a very long time, you know. But at the same time, but I guess, Sarge, they just really got it out for you, you know.
they got it for me. Because they know they can't get by that nonsense with me. They know I'm too well-informed, and they can't stand it. They just make things up. They believe in magical thinking. Man, whatever you wish something to be, you can just wish it into being. I wish the world was a nice place.
Yeah.
We could just let people in so they could have opportunities and it wouldn't hurt our country any. All we got to do is just wish it to be so and it will be so. They kind of believe that stuff.
Well, all I'm saying is that, yeah, well, that's right. That woman is a wacky bat nutcase. A wacky bat nutcase, you know?
It was so obvious.
I've been raped. Oh, man. But those are the type of people you just want to choke them. You want to choke them. You know? I mean, they're terrible. They're terrible. They're the sickness of the cancer in our country.
Maybe another time. Right now I just want to expose them.
See, here's the thing. When he comes talking about the West method, the West didn't bother with Baby Doc, who's ruling Haiti. Did they charge? And not only Baby Doc, they didn't mess with Baby Doc's boy when he was ruling Haiti. Got disorder. You got people who can't run a country. Now, I'm not going to say it's all their fault, but the Dominican Republic, who's on the other end of the island, they chased them out of their part of the island.
Look, Baby Doc and Papa Doc had the Tonton Macoutes, and they look, the way they ran that country was with an iron fist and an iron hand, and, you know, a bullet in the back of the net down in the police headquarters. That's the way they ran the country, and that's why they kept order. Now, I'm not saying it's right because it was wrong, but that's the way they did it. Now, look what's taking over. Criminal gangs are literally taking over the government. Because they're not cracking down like they were once upon a time, and now they're getting ascendancy again. The rule of law has no real meaning in Haiti.
Yeah.
As soon as they get a leader, like it was Aristide, I think his name. Didn't they assassinate him not too long ago?
Aristide.
See, when you start talking about the country more than they know, they don't like that stuff. And them women, them white women that put this black nation up there to be the spokesperson for them, they going to protect him. Somebody like me and Sarge come on and start attacking him. He can't handle it. And guess what happened? Calica?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. Like I said, they would never, ever, never in a million years ever take us on in a moderated debate with an agreed-upon moderator and rules. They never, because they know damn well they can never prevail. Never.
They
never.
Oh, I know.
And what they'll do, and when they hang up on you, then that's when they'll start talking about you. They're gonna call Joe Gibson a white supremacist, a MAGA, and a racist, and everything. After they hang up on him. They're not going to indulge you in a conversation. They will hang up on you, and then here comes the fireworks.
That's it.
You know what? The people that are listening, though, like I said, those are the people then we went over, you know? We get the numbers game, you know? Because right now we're losing the information war, and we're losing the numbers game with the border, you know? They're killing us, you know? I mean, granted, I don't care. I'd rather have quality anyway of people. I mean, 3% of us can take them all out. But I'm just saying, the point being, though, we still want as many people as we can get to be awake in this country, you know? We want, the more the better. Nobody would ever turn down troops, you know? I mean, come on. I want a strong army of knowledgeable American people that in this country that support our Republican Constitution of freedom for all people. And look, these people that are just cannot be saved, then we have to deal with them somehow. Way, I mean, they've got to be dealt with lawfully, of course. You know, maybe I don't know their own state, their own section, their own part of the woods. I don't know, but they just can't mingle with us because they're sick.
How about their own bullet? How about their own bullet?
Well, you know, I'm not going to give it.
You know, it's like what they did to Biden's dog. You know, they put him down.
Yeah.
They moved him off and they put him down.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
after they hung up on you, if I could tune in, they're calling you all kinds of names. Them the people we need to file lawsuits against for plagiarization, defamation of character, and everything. Sue them. They ain't got a dime. They ain't got
no money. You know, Bianca, you're absolutely right, because when you're a podcaster and when you're on this internet like this, you have a responsibility. You know, you can't just say things. You know, you have a responsibility to to report facts or say things that are true and accurate. You know, unless you're saying your show is full of pure speculation of entertainment purposes, you know, I mean, because otherwise, you know, you can't say you're a news reporting show and then just report total falsehoods. You can't do that. Or slander and libel somebody. You can't do that. Libelous is a very serious charge, technically. You know, and if you win in court, people get punished big time for that, you know. I mean, I've been doing a lot of research on it, and I didn't know that it was that you know, that strict, you know, the serious of a problem. I thought, you know, these people that have free speech, there's limits here, you know, and you just can't call somebody something and say they're this and then publicly say that and then have it archived on the Internet. That's insane. You destroy people, their jobs, their reputation. You know, I mean, there's a responsibility here, and we need to start holding everybody accountable. Accountability, that's the problem with this country. Nobody's held accountable anymore. And, you know, well, the people that are supposed to be held accountable aren't. You know, it's always the people that are not held.
You know how they go? Your lawyer call them into the office.
Can you guys
do the post? They call.
Can you guys hear this?
Putting people here on the ground to try to stabilize here there in terms of security forces and everything. And you know, it's not up to the United States to drop everything and just go there. You know, it's not our job.
And you know what, David? And in 2018, when Trump was president, he referred to Haiti and African nations as the shithole countries. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
A bipartisan group of senators at the White House, a Democratic briefed on Thursday's meeting, told NBC News. That was on January 12th. 2018, shithole countries is what Trump calls the African nations and Haiti. Okay? So I don't want to hear any more from these people. I'm done. We're done.
Yes. I stand completely how you feel.
Yeah.
I was wondering what happened to Sarge, you know? I haven't heard from Sarge or Bianca for a while.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah, moving on. As I said on top of the show, Biden doubles down on the criticism of the Supreme Court for overturning Roe v. Wade.
They were talking that long about us?
The Supreme Court criticism.
Yeah, I told you they was.
Look.
This woman is like all these, you know, because facts, like Ben Shapiro said one thing that was really pretty good. Facts don't give a damn about your feelings, and this thing is all in the feelings. Her feelings get hurt. When you say things that are odds with what she prefers to believe, and she acts on her feelings. You know, like he said that Donald Trump called African countries. When you have
the
majority of
the
population.
Who's playing that?
Biden said in this.
I am.
They ain't going to say nothing else about Joe Biden.
Yeah, you kill
I am.
When you have the majority of your households in your country is got septic. How do they put a septic tank in? They put it in a hole in the ground. So, yeah, they shithole.
I guarantee you she ain't going over there to make anything any better anytime soon because she don't want to live in a shithole country.
When I'm done here, I'm going to call them up, and what I'm going to do is I'm not going to be combative. I'm just going to do what I said. I'm going to say, you know, I thought that was pretty rude. You know, that was rude of you, you know. I thought,
they
you know, you invited me
you
on
know
here.
You know what's rude? What's rude is when we get a lawyer and the lawyer deposes them. You know what goes on in a deposition when you bring somebody in? You start asking them about the money in the bank, the houses they owe, the cars they own. You depose them. And that sends a shot across the bow.
Yeah. No, I know. We'll get them. We're going to get them. It's a process, man. We got them. We're getting them slowly but surely, but we're going to get them. It's a war. This is a war, you know, and you know, battles are going to be won and lost, and we just got to keep going. You know, there's a purpose here, and there's a reason. If we just lay down and do nothing, though, then we're just as bad as they are, you know, if even worse. You know? So anyway,
you know what's interesting is they don't have a chat room.
I know. I noticed that too.
I know.
By the way, if you ever get back to him again, Joe, tell that silly little ditz that the relevant statute is Section 212F of the Immigration and Nationality Act. And here's what it says. It's not that long. Whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or of any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may, by proclamation, and for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. Whenever the Attorney General finds that a commercial airline has failed to comply with regulations of the Attorney General relating to requirements of airlines for the detection of fraudulent documents used by passengers traveling to the United States, including the training of personnel in such detection, the Attorney General may suspend the entry of some or all aliens transported to the United States by such airline. Now, I don't know how much more unequivocal you can get than that. That is existing law. It's on the books right now. Donald Trump used that law 3 times. No court told him he couldn't do it.
Well, you got that right.
See, that guy David is from Haiti to the Ukraine. No, Haiti to the UK, then to the United States. If he's in the United States, you can tell by his accent.
But no, you gotta file it. You gotta get a lawyer, send him a letter, and you suing him, and you want to depose him, make him come in and reveal the questions of the lawyer. You're trying to explore the possibility of then being sued for libel.
Yeah, everybody in the chat room says they can't hear anything. So I'm just typing them up right now. So I guess
if you ever get a chance to confront them people up there about that again,
I'm going right
you
now.
Might just
I'm going
them
right
that,
now.
Because that is the fact. Just refer them to Section 212, Paragraph F of the Immigration and Nationality Act. It's on the books right now. The Congress don't have to pass another damn law to secure that border just like Trump did. And you can tell
us
that Sarge told you about that.
Oh, I will. You know, I'm gonna do it in a smart way, you know, and I think other people should too. I know you guys won't get a chance over there. They can't stand you, but he did mention you. He says
I
wonder what, you know.
I'm not gonna bother.
No, I know, I know.
Look, I don't believe in forcing myself on people who don't want me in their home. They don't want me in their home.
It's not about that.
I have no desire to force myself upon them. But if they'll let you on, you can tell them.
Sarge, they're in our house. They're in our house. That's how I
see. They ain't going to answer. Joe, let me tell you, they're not going to answer you. They know your number. Well, they don't know that number. But, yes, they do. They ain't gonna email us the phone. Go ahead and try it.
I will. They don't. I called them from my show number, so they don't know. They don't know my home phone number.
Yeah, they probably don't know your other number, but they know your voice.
Yeah.
I'll get my say in.
I'll get her hooked. I'll get them hooked not to hang up on me. Watch. I just gotta use my brains. Right. That's all. You know. But listen, tomorrow night, guys. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. East. Everybody that's listening, or whoever's left, because I know the chat room got bumped off there. Probably the internet too. So 7 p.m. Texas militia, state militia, got a bunch of militia guys coming on from around the country. Hopefully everybody will join in and could contribute. Anybody got closing thoughts here? Anybody got something they want to say? 907, Gunslinger, you got anything you want to add? Anybody?
Oh, no. I'm just trying to think of something good to say about that hysterical liberal white woman.
Yeah,
it's
I want to hear you
two.
Call in. there's a couple of them. There was another one, too, a screechy one, you know.
Well, you know, fellas, you know, for those who want to, their show is still on the air and can be called into. And we could just flood them.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it. Let's do it.
Well, good
I'm
luck.
I'm going to do it.
That's my
all right,
closing
guys.
Thought. Good luck.
All right.
You're
Bianca,
what?
See you tomorrow night, man. See you tomorrow night, Bianca.
Bye.
Everybody who's listening, let's flood that show, man. Come on. Bring the troops over there. Flood that show. Hey, everybody, thanks for listening. God bless. Take care.